I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We started in 2007, recording in Luke's little kitchen inside his tiny flat. Just four blokes talking about football, and all we needed was four microphones and this mini display.
So we didn't care about the tired old cliches or taking the game too seriously. We were much more interested in hilarious puns, tales of match fixing, and the adventures of Kevin Keegan.
The Ramble's come a long way since then. A best-selling book, sold-out theatre shows, and appearances on some of the biggest TV and radio networks in the world.
They even added a European show to their roster in 2017 on the continent.
And now we want to give our listeners even more.
Football Ramble Daily will be releasing new shows 6 days a week throughout the season. We'll be joined by some familiar collaborators and some new voices as well.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the preview show on Football Ramble Daily, sponsored by Betway. Liverpool and Norwich kick things off this weekend. Newcastle host Arsenal and Lampard's up against Solskjaer. Hi, gang.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Lampard up against Solskjaer. Oh, God, be.
Yeah.
Oh, God, be excited.
Did
there.
You? Oh, Lampard's
intergenerational leg locks.
Figure four leg locks. Something that we haven't discussed, Marcus, and it's just reminded me to do so.
Yes.
Is that, did you know that you've got like a bit of a cult following about the way you pronounce Solskjaer?
Yeah, I there's right, a couple. Okay. It's not that I think with like. I think also it's been pointed out with Luis Suarez. I sometimes hang around a little bit too long at the start and say Suarez.
Love it,
like the canal.
Bringing his own flavour.
Well, it's a bit like Barry Davis, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes, it, yeah.
Roger
how do you
Mia.
Say Solskjaer?
Solskjaer.
How do I say it?
Solskjaer.
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 Yeah.
She shall on a she shall.
Sean Connery, isn't it? Bit of
Sean Connery.
Junior.
Junior.
I don't know how he does.
Yeah, you think you can do a good one until you hear Marcus.
Junior.
Yeah, it's like when you think you can do a good moonwalk until you see Michael Jackson do it. Yeah,
or Marcus.
Yeah. No.
Marcus is very good at Michael Jackson dancing.
It's not so much in the Marcus days, is it?
not something I try and boast about these days, to be honest with you.
Marcus is cancelled. Yes.
Do you want to hear my Nick Hewer? All right, let's start with having a bit of appreciation for Diego Forlan, who's retired from football.
Oh, very nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What a great career he's had.
Sliding that in.
Yes.
It's been all over the gaff.
Premier League legend, of course. You know what he reminds me of? And this is a kind of nice nostalgic memory, I think, for all of us sat in this room, if the listeners will allow us to be a bit more self-indulgent for just a second. Yeah, and yes, it is possible to be more self-indulgent than you normally are.
But not just for a second.
He reminds me of being sat in a bar in Johannesburg watching the third place playoff in the World Cup, because he played in that game, of course, against Netherlands. Did
Germany.
He score?
Germany.
Against Germany. Did he score? Because Netherlands were in the final, of course.
Yeah, I think he did score.
Anyway.
He scored. He was a top scorer at that World Cup.
He's kind of synonymous with that World Cup, so it kind of reminds me of that. Good on him. And of course, he was famously able to have a professional tennis career as well.
Yeah.
But he did turn down
Is
the
that
opportunity.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I believe he's got a...
What a man.
I believe he's got a disabled sister.
Oh, that's right.
And he kind of made the assessment that becoming a professional footballer would be more financially lucrative, so he could therefore help out his sister more easily, so he became a footballer. The luxury of choice.
It's mad.
And what a noble thing to do as well.
He ended his career in Hong Kong, didn't he?
Yes.
Kichi.
Yeah, I think he did.
Do you remember when he used to take his top off?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He looked amazing.
He was amazing. He was amazing looking, you know.
He did look good. He was a La Liga legend. In the Premier League, it didn't quite work out, although he did score at Anfield. Mm. Taking advantage of Jerzy Dudek, maybe. But anyway.
Forza Corazza.
Absolutely. But that's where we start.
Liverpool.
Of course, at Anfield, you know, it's the first game of the Premier League season.
Permission to roll out the first use of baptism of fire of the
well,
season.
Yeah, who wants to host Norwich this season? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, for Liverpool, they've seen Timo Pukki last season. No, I think I'm very interested to see how Norwich get on this year. They've got some good young players. They've got a good academy tradition.
Yes,
and it'll be tough for them, but they can at least think. Well, do you know what? It's not going to get any harder than this, really. Mm. So if they get through it in one piece, then maybe they'll be okay.
Well, it's very marginally harder to go to Man City, I believe.
But they ain't doing that for a little while.
Indeed, yeah. Well, can Klopp's clan carry on?
Steady.
Their good work from last season.
Klopp's clan, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he was interviewed this week and he spoke about the lack of transfer activity from Liverpool compared to other sides. And he says, it's just that what is new is seen as more exciting. It's like with a new car. Your old car is completely reliable, but you want a new one, and 2 weeks later it breaks down. It looks better, but obviously it's not that good. Who's he buying his cars from?
It sounds like David Brent's motto. Goes on for so long.
So your old car's fine, then you get a new one, and the new one breaks down.
Yeah.
He's just chosen poorly then, hasn't he?
Yeah, I was going to say, that reflects badly on Klopp.
Yeah, massively.
Do you think he's ever going to run out of these weird metaphors?
I hope not.
Still not bored of them, to be honest.
By the way, Norwich go to the Etihad on the final day of the season. Ooh. So what a book ending of their season.
That's
that
good.
Is.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Back in the big leagues, Norwich, eh?
Yeah. I mean, they'll have their Liverpool. I think their next match is against Newcastle. So, yes. You know, very different.
Are you boycotting that one as well?
Well, by virtue of the fact I live in London, yes. Yeah. But actually, I could get a Norwich, couldn't I? Yeah, maybe I got that one.
Do you think it's better? Yeah, do you think it's better to? I think it's better to get a trip to Anfield out the way early on,
because especially the way that I imagine they're going to start slightly slower than they did last year. Because obviously the success that Liverpool had last season was all buoyed by the fact they had such a good start. I think this season their forward line will not be as energetic. Let's say
as
they
take were it last easy. Season. Well, Mane's had a few injuries. We'll see if they. Start him.
He's an old car with an injury.
he's come back very late though, hasn't he?
He has. So yeah.
They all have, haven't they?
The Norwich pre-season was a mixed bag. They lost.
So
to,
was Liverpool.
They lost. Yeah, I was going to come on to that. Norwich lost to Brentford and to Atalanta, but they beat Luton Town, who had a good season last season, pretty heavily. But Liverpool have had a very mixed bag pre-season, but. Mm. They did beat Lyon and they did grow into that game at Man City, as we've already discussed.
And they did take better penalties against Manchester
based
City.
Based on placement alone, according to the Liverpool Echo,
yeah.
Liverpool's penalties were better.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't win, but their penalties were better. Mm-hmm. For me, the best penalty is the one that is in the back of the net. Or actually, if you think about it, the front of the net, because the net's facing that way.
I see what you mean, yeah.
So we'll draw a line under that, because we've already copped a bit of flack from Liverpool fans this season in record time.
Record time? Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
What was that for?
I got about...
We've had a strong start this season.
It was a great reminder to me that my DMs and Twitter are still open.
haven't got me about that. How dare you?
So apparently there's a big article that was written about why Liverpool fans boo the national anthem. I haven't read it.
Mm-hmm. I have. It was... Revisionist.
Was it a load of old plops?
No, it made some good points. I think Liverpool regard themselves as being
plops out of 10.
Very not into the leaders of the government, and they're certainly not a Boris fan. So I think they've got every right to boo the national anthem. I think everyone's national anthem should be booed at all times.
Right,
quite frankly,
there we are. You see, that clears that.
Is this like on the Luke and Peach show when you said people should not drink water in this hot weather because we're 75% water already, and that's too much?
Yeah. That's
terrible advice.
Yeah, we're already English enough.
How many plops was it out of 10?
It was a strong 3.
Oh, that's not too bad then. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I can plop.
And Marcus is pointing vigorously up to go
How
higher.
Dare you?
No, Marcus. There's an insect on the roof. I'm scared.
But anyway, I actually also think that there is something in the idea that if you've got to play Liverpool at Anfield, and the current team they are, play them on the first day.
That's my point.
You never know what you're going to get.
That is my point as well.
Definitely.
But I think I like the fact that Liverpool haven't made any big signings. I do like that because they've got a few players returning, that old cliche of it's like a new signing, but Oxlade-Chamberlain's an obvious one. Joe Gomez as well. I think they've got such a brilliant team who play wonderful football. And they're settled, and they like. I just think you don't want to bring in Faustino Asprilla, is all I'm saying.
All right, Daniel Levy, that's a misnomer.
Yeah, a lot.
No, but they did big business last time round.
But a lot of pundits have been saying that you want to sign from a position of strength, like Alex Ferguson always used to do, because you keep people on their toes, and you also get better, generally get better deals, because you know the other team.
Need them.
Yeah, the other team knows you don't really need them.
Yeah.
But they haven't done that.
Elliot Harvey will keep them on their toes.
At the time of recording, they haven't done that. Of course, we're recording before the transfer window closes. Sure. We'll do a big long run-up on the transfers as they've been completed on Monday. Sure, yes. I think it's probably
We'll have a big chart with strings and kind of.
But Alan Partridge in World Cup 94. Yeah, that big point system.
Harry Wilson's gone out on loan to Bournemouth for the season. It's a good signing for Bournemouth.
Very much so, yeah.
Very much so, yeah. Do you think we'll see some more of Liverpool's youngsters this season? The likes of Brewster?
Harry Wilson's got to take a shit or get off the pot.
Well, he's...
Simple as that.
Yeah, at Bournemouth, do you mean? Okay, well, he'll be home to do his own plops at Bournemouth then, if that's the case. I wonder if we'll see Klopp play Brewster's, you know, the odd little appearance here and there.
Yeah.
And blood one or two of these youngsters into the
side. They've got a lot of highly rated crop, haven't they? Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Well, Harvey they obviously got from, but Curtis Jones, Ryan Kent as well. I mean, again, at the time of recording, they haven't got out on loan, although I think Ryan Kent was at Rangers last season. Mm. So there's a few in there.
But drop out the Champions League, head into Europa League, that would be a perfect proving ground for these youngsters.
Yeah, probably not the plan at the moment. But
it's Harvey Elliott, not Elliott Harvey, by the way.
Sorry. Yeah.
And he isn't going to play right because he's only 16. Yeah. It's unlikely he's going to do anything. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so. And he's a department store.
Yeah, and he's been bought by Mike Ashley. Saving the high street.
Harvey Elliott, yeah.
Oh, he's bought Jack Wills, by the way.
He has bought Jack Wills.
Is he a left back?
Great left back. Watch out, Paul Dummett.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Imagine Paul Dummett reading the paper. Mike Ashley's bought Jack Wills for 12 million. Oh, God, done. Yeah. On the phone to the agent. Get me out of here.
Where does Lee Cooper play?
Yeah. I also say on the Ramble Meets I did on Wednesday with Will Hughes, I asked him directly if he checks the news for whether his club have signed a player in his position.
Mm.
And he said no, but he meant yes.
Then a Google alert went off on his phone.
Yeah, exactly. At the time,
I don't search manually.
Yeah.
That's a punks.
I have someone to do that for me.
Yeah.
Well, Timo Pukki said that he doesn't expect Norwich to change their style of play in the Premier League, which is interesting. It didn't work out for Fulham last season, of course, but they... Well, that was just a bit of a scattergun approach.
Sheffield United are playing in a very distinctive way as well. It's going to be interesting to see how those two teams particularly cope in the top flight playing the way they play. I mean, Bielsa was as waxed lyrical about the way that Sheffield United play. Yeah. He found it very interesting and all the rest of it. So that will be them and to a lesser extent Norwich will be a really interesting look, particularly on Friday night, of course, when they go to Anfield. Because if you are going to doggedly stick to your system, yeah, that will be a real test of it.
Absolutely.
Danny Mills is getting criticised roundly online about his opinions about about the promoted teams. It's like, I mean, it's very easy to say they'll go back down again. That's the easiest thing you could say about them. Yeah. Oh yeah, they play very Route 1 football.
Everyone assumes that, don't they? Everyone assumes that if a team's been promoted from the division in the division below, they played very direct football.
Yeah,
that's how you do it. Yeah, well, what about the new rule change for goal kicks? Do you think that'll help a more ball-playing team like Norwich City? The rule change states that defending players can go inside the box during a goal kick. Previously, no one was allowed inside the box, of course. Attacking players still cannot. So they can't go in the box.
Until it's been kicked.
Until the ball's been kicked. So the first pass from a goal kick, if played short, is sort of like a free pass inside the box, which aids helping play out from the back, really, because you do have that free pass. We've seen Manchester City do this to quite good effect in pre-season.
Yeah, there was a really interesting article about it, wasn't there?
If I was a striker, I'd be really annoyed that I've got to do more work. I've got to block off
the pitch is even bigger.
I've got to run at the box every time the keeper strikes it to a defender. I'm not
So Man City have apparently already adjusted because Guardiola's a pervert.
Yeah.
Football pervert, I mean. Mm. Yeah, and
we knew what you meant.
Yeah, and
what was it, Dinky?
Oh, that's great.
Said this thing?
There's a great video. We'll share it on social media. There's a great video of Raheem Sterling in a training session that's picked up on mic, is saying to another player, "Dink it, dink it."
Mm.
Yeah, everyone, play him in, but dink it over.
Everyone listening knows what dink it means, presumably, which means like a sort of lofted sort of dink it.
It's
ball.
A dinker.
Yeah, it's a dinker.
It's a dinkle dandy.
Have a dink. Pep Guardiola hears him and says to him, "What were you saying? What were you saying?" And Raheem Sterling says, "Dink it." And Guardiola mishears it as dinky.
Dinky.
And then for the next 10 minutes or whatever, he's going, "Dinky, dinky."
What, how has he never heard the word dink?
It's quite an odd bit of football parlance, isn't it?
Yeah, he's been in England for a while. Like, dinks
he has,
are pretty...
but not many of
no
the
one's
players
ever said
are
dink
English.
To him.
Yeah, but not many of the players are English, though, are they?
A dink. A dink's a dink.
Well,
I'm going to
Well, Carl Walker,
come on, there's a life raft.
It never feels comfortable to do this, but I'm going to
wait before you do. Okay. Let me explain.
My foot's now back out of the water.
I was going to say, careful there, I'm doing you a favour.
The boathouse is on fire.
So it would be the English players in that team who would say Dink.
Right. Yeah.
John Stones, Carl Walker, Fabian Delph, who's obviously gone there. But
Dinky Delph.
There. They're not going to say Dink,
why?
Are they?
No, maybe
because
not.
They're not dinky players.
Stones might.
No.
Stones a dinker all day.
No, yeah. Stones is...
a big daddy dinker.
No, he's not a dinker.
A dandy daddy dinker.
Raheem Sterling would be the only player.
Clive Mendinker.
Reggie Dinker.
Danny Dinkwater. Okay. I don't know what we're doing here. Raheem Sterling would be the only player who says
you wanted to get in the side of the
I'm trying to get Luke outside of your... dinky little boat.
Get in the dinky.
Your rubber dinky.
Let's talk about the Bolivian referee.
No.
I want to move on from this.
Yeah.
Raheem Sterling would be the only one who says it, and obviously he's only just said it now. That's why you shouldn't sign
up. Hang on a minute, Pete. Marcus, you were right all along. Move on.
To Bolivia.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking of rules and all that sort of crap. Yeah. In Bolivia, this was brilliant. A referee gave a controversial penalty right at the end of an important match between Club Always Ready.
Love that.
Nice.
And Bolivar. He consulted the fourth official. So this was in, I forget which side it was, but one side was 1-0 up.
Yeah.
It's an injury time. It's a big game. Mm. And he's blown for what looked like a bit of a controversial penalty. Mm. People were unhappy about this. So he ran over to the fourth official and had a little bit of a chat with him. And then as he kind of ran towards the penalty area, he kind of goes to do the VAR sign, points sort of in his ear as if, oh yeah, we've checked the VAR and that's that. Whereas, of course, Bolivia doesn't use VAR. and what's
fascinating.
But what's happened is he's got the sign wrong.
Yeah,
he's been watching how referees around the world do, and he's thinking, I'll have a bit of that.
I want to be able to do it as well.
He's probably a fairly high ranked referee who's probably done a bit of VAR training somewhere because he also gets in the rankings, and he's in his head, that's what you do when you give a penalty nowadays, which is absolutely fine. But people are losing their minds, going, he's bent, he's on the take, he's like, it's like, no, he's just got his signs wrong. He just wanted to do a little oblong.
It's funny though, isn't it?
It is very funny.
It's very funny. The penalty was missed. And actually, it the referee's true mistake that he made,
Andrew, true connection,
indeed, was that when you see the penalty taken, one of the defending players is pretty much level with the taker. Outrageous encroachment. So he really should have said, actually, we need to take this again.
Yeah.
But I think all hell would have broke loose.
I think he'd blotted his copybook at that point.
I think so.
It's almost like people lost respect for him at that point.
Yeah, the right policing all came in. I think
you're underplaying how funny it is. Because to me, it feels like he's trying to get himself out of trouble.
Yeah.
So what he's trying to do is absolving himself of blame. Yeah. Well, it's not me that ordered the dodgy pen. It's the VAR. But the players are going,
he's saying the fourth official is a square.
I would have given it, but that's square. He wanted to give it all day.
Stickler for the rules.
Yeah.
Norwich have signed Swiss international Josef Dermich from Gladbach.
Yeah, if you can't say Swiss, you're fucked if you're going to go to Josef
Dermich.
Say
Dermich.
Switzerland.
Yeah. They've
got him. They've also got Patrick Roberts on loan from Man City. He did all right at Celtic. Played for Girona last season. He's one of those players who was promising. He was at Fulham, he went to Man City.
People were at one point quite excited about him.
Yeah, and he's one of those players where you think he kind of does the rounds, you know, as I say, did all right in Scotland and then went off to Spain last season, and you think, are we ever going to see these players? So hopefully he can play a bit. I mean, Felix Magath described him as an extraordinary talent, and Felix Magath is never wrong.
And I think because of the position he plays, a winger, isn't he? So it's hard. I mean, I find that almost ironic because it's hard to be consistent in that position, right? But you need to be consistent to actually be considered to be picked regularly.
Yes.
And when you're a young player, it feels to me quite unlikely that you're going to get regular games as a club like Man City as a winger.
I agree.
Because of what Guardiola demands of them, how consistent you've got to be and all the rest of it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, no, definitely.
There we go.
Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for emails with PED. You email show.
I just thought that's such a catchy tune.
You
didn't write that, right? You got someone to write it for you.
I collaborated.
Exec producer?
I basically said, can you write something that sounds a bit like Bon Jovi's Always? That's what they did.
Change your word, claim a third. And it's been stuck in my head all week.
Good, I'm glad.
I was singing it to my wife yesterday.
On her birthday?
Yeah.
Did she do the female bit?
Yeah, she harmonised. It's what she asked for her birthday.
You were outside my house yesterday.
We were, yeah. Every birthday as well.
Every time anybody is in Soho, they will always take a picture of themselves outside my house.
Yeah. I normally just urinate against your door.
I am not afraid to say that about 6 months ago, I took my parents, who were visiting up to London, 4 or 5 rows out of their way to go past your front door to take a photo with them outside your front door to send it to you.
It's the Pete Donaldson tour.
It is.
It's a hair crime.
I've sort of brought under the umbrella of the Marcus Bella tour.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. It's a supplementary feeder tour.
Jim Neal has got in touch.
Jimmy Neal.
On the emails. Dear Gentle Folk, Jimmy Neal. While Pete's jingle was vaguely mocked, I wouldn't say vaguely, Jim. I would just like to point out it's probably business brilliance, although possibly unintentional. Now that you are 6 days a week, and assuming that you maintain the initial quantity, i.e. three plays of the jingle per show, the jingle lasts 12 seconds. Assuming a 40-week season, this means that the jingle will be the equivalent of 2.5 shows this season.
Excellent. Can I say for the record to Jimmy and to anyone else who's unsure, and I believe Marcus is on board with me on this, I absolutely love the jingle. I think it's hilarious, the process behind it and all this.
£200.
I find you a fascinating man, the way you go about your business. But that, don't confuse that with the fact that I think the jingle is amazing. And I think we should play it at all the live shows.
Is it worth £200?
Yes.
Good.
I didn't pay it.
No. Yeah. For us, it was free.
Yeah.
For the business, it was free because I haven't claimed expenses for 3 years. Yeah. Hi, gents. This is from... Oh, God, me mouse has gone all funny, even though I'm not actually using a mouse. Ollie has got in touch. So I'm sure you're aware that former Crystal Palace wing wizard Jason Puncheon has joined Cypriot outfit Paphos FC.
Yeah, I saw that. Mm.
A very adequate footballer for that league, I think it's fair.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In a turn of events I don't have time to explain, I went on their Instagram feed to see if they are a serious outfit. People say to me, you have too much time on your hands a lot. I think, yeah, you should use your time more effectively. This led me to a photo of Puncheon's arrival. And basically, on closer inspection, I spotted former Cardiff City striker and son of the tune, Michael Chopra, in the background. And it is Michael Chopra in the background.
Maybe he's involved in some way.
Well, I've done some further reading, and so far it seems that he has nothing to do with Paphos FC or Jason Puncheon. Therefore, I think he's just been snapped on his holiday.
I'd love that to be true.
That's good, isn't it?
Classic Chopra popping up when you least expect him. Finally, for now, Mark says, greetings, Ramblers. Quick request. Marcus, please be more clear with your introductions. During the intro, when you're running through the stories to come, you quickly uttered Everton sign Moise Kean, which sounded exactly like Everton signed Moyes again, which made me drive my car off the road in horrified shock.
like Ashley Cole.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
If you want to get in touch with the show, it is show@footballrambledaily.com.
I say sorry on behalf of Marcus because he genuinely isn't sorry.
Not at all.
No.
Not in the slightest. You email show@footballrambledaily.com.
And now Pete is reading it out. Well done. And speaking of things we do every season, emails. Going for gold, stuff like that. With predictions, lads.
Oh, yeah, the season-long predictions.
The predictions that we do every single season. They will be being sliced up and put into envelopes tomorrow evening before the football begins.
And people can get involved by either following us on social media, at Football Ramble, or if they're patrons, patreon.com/footballrambledaily. I think there's something going on the Discord as well. So there's loads of options, but keep an eye on the socials for how you can get involved.
Yes, indeed.
And then that will include all the subjects and everything like that.
Defos, mate. All right, let's go for a break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back, everybody, to the preview show on Football Ramble Daily, sponsored by Betway. Now then, let's go to St James's Park. It's Newcastle United versus Arsenal.
The Campbell Donaldson Derby.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that, eh?
I think the Newcastle company have put the tickets on general sale, which is not something you usually do as a Premier League side. I thought you weren't allowed to do that, just put it on sale.
Unless you're Chelsea.
I don't think you should be allowed to sell tickets to whoever.
I remember when I worked at a radio station, there was an amazing bit of office banter.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag banter. That they would play the radio stations in the office.
Yeah.
But you know, because you used to work there as well. And Chelsea, regularly at that point, they used to run adverts for the games they're coming up for people to buy tickets. Mm. And it was always used by fans of other London clubs to berate the Chelsea fans in the office. So, this is how much of a small club you are. You can't even sell your ticket. Another advert. And every so often, an advert would come on. They'd go, there it is again. There it is again. So at that point, Chelsea were advertising their ticket sales. I don't know if they still do, but Newcastle is probably because of the boycott.
General
right?
sale, yes.
But the boycott, how would the general sale aspect of it work? Because if you're a season ticket holder that's going to boycott it, they can't sell your seat in case you turn up.
Yeah, no, but I think I'm fairly certain on a usual big game like Arsenal or, you know, one of the big six, you would say, I think it would go to season ticket holders and people with points first or members of the club, because you have to be a member to buy a lot of the tickets. They'd go to them first and then it would go on general sale to whoever. But this time around, I think they're relaxing those rules to accommodate some more general sailors.
Get up there then, you scout.
General sailors.
Get up there.
Get up there.
Well, they might be able to see a new signing as well, because Emil Kraft from Amiens, Swedish international, right back, has joined Newcastle.
Making
loads of signings, mate. What's the problem?
If I'm familiar with Newcastle United and their business, I don't think this is going for depth. We'll probably be shipping out DeAndre Yedlin post-haste.
I see.
Pete will always spin it into a negative.
It is a negative.
Mm. Yeah. Well, of course,
At least he's 25. Yeah. At least he's older than usual.
True enough. The anticipation, of course, is nearly over, and we'll find out very soon what Steve Bruce can do in the Newcastle United hot seat.
I whispered very quietly to you last week. I said, you know when Pardew got all those really decent signings like Kabay and the Sissoko and players like that? You sort of think, I think Bruce might have an all right season, you know.
Will that annoy you?
Yes.
I've got a bit of an update on that.
A little bit.
Yeah, go on then, Luke.
Because in preparation for this game,
right,
I spoke, and I knew Marcus was going to talk about Steve Bruce and how he's going to get on. Mm. I spoke to our new friends, our new sponsors at Betway.
Yeah.
And said, can you do me a market for Newcastle United to not win a Premier League game all season? They said, yes, I can, Luke. Give me a minute. And they came back and said, 1,000 to 1.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like 18 to 1.
Evens. 1,000 to 1. Right. So
I'll have a quid.
If you go on the Premier, on the
Betway, I'm on the phone of my broker.
Yeah. If you go on the Betway website, the Premier League section, there's a section called Bet Your Way. Newcastle not to win a Premier League match 2019-20, 1,000 to 1. It's got to be worth a spread of pound.
I think it is.
Yeah. So.
I think that is.
I'm enjoying that. Well done, Luke.
Thanks.
What were Leicester to win the league? Was it 5,000 to 1?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were sufficiently large enough to change how compilers compiled odds after that. Yeah. Which is probably all you need to know.
Well, all right, Petey.
Exciting.
So what I like about that is that's going to stay up there, hopefully, as long as Newcastle don't win a game.
Yeah.
So I hope we get like 5 or 6 games in.
Oh, wait. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Of course, their task is made easier at Newcastle United because Arsenal are now without Carl Jenkinson, Danny Welbeck and Lauren Koscielny.
So if you want the update on how the Koscielny transfer has been received in Europe, listen to it on the continent.
Yes.
Came out yesterday.
Yes.
Carl Jenkins is a strange one. He's been at Arsenal since 2011.
He's finally gone.
And he's spent three or four seasons on loan, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So he made 41 league appearances for Arsenal in total.
Yep.
Despite being there for 8 years. Mm. And he's moved at the age of 27 to Nottingham Forest.
I think it's a good move for him. It needs to happen.
He needs to play.
Exactly.
He needs to play.
Danny Welbeck to Watford.
I think that's a fantastic move.
I do as well.
He's got a lovely time.
If he can stay fit, I think that's great.
Yeah,
but he's got to move house, has he? Got to move house.
That is the issue, is the fitness. But Lauren Koscielny, yeah, so listen to on the continent for that.
Is it 4 million in the end?
What, Koscielny?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It wasn't a king's ransom.
It wasn't big, yeah. No. It was maybe 7 or 8, but that video of him removing Arsenal shirt and having the Bordeaux shirt.
How is that allowed?
That annoyed a lot of Arsenal fans.
I mean, why did it annoy them, though? Like, as in, he puts the shirt on, he takes... I'm confused.
I don't know. I think because of when you're unveiled in a new club...
It's just a bit when he spat on it and stamped on it and then set fire to it.
There was no need for all that kind of behaviour.
Like his bum a lum bum.
But I think, I think that... When you're being unveiled in a new club, you don't have to remind everybody, oh yeah, this lot can piss off.
The thing about it was, and I said this, I put this to the boys yesterday, it's just so needless.
Needless needle.
Brassel, you know what Brassel's like, he knows everything about everything. And he kind of went down the road of trying to justify it. And I was like, no, hang on a minute.
Nah.
At any point, Koscielny could have said, I'm not doing that.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So
there's
anyway.
No way he was made to do that.
No.
In fact, it was his idea, said the director.
They knew nothing about it, Paul, though. Put up on his own personal one.
We didn't even film that.
Is that last season's Bordeaux shirt?
Speaking of Arsenal, do you see Hector Bellerin drawing what could only be described as a late 90s, early noughties digital camera?
Yes.
What was that about?
He was drawing it.
He was drawing.
Was this
like
when he was on the plane?
He's drawing a sketch of like what looks like an old Fujifilm sort of early digital camera.
Ooh. I saw the photo and I thought to myself, you are a very handsome young man.
Yeah, I've got a lot of time for Bellerin.
High fashion Hector is to me is one of my favorite players.
He is the perfect London footballer for me.
Yeah,
massive.
Yeah. He's what you think you look like with someone like get up you were.
Yeah,
yeah.
If I could get away with it, I would. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Joel Linton's going to be involved surely against Arsenal, Peter.
More on that level.
He's had a great. Well, not great, but he's looked very capable at times.
All right.
And with that Arsenal backline,
well, this is a Betway 4-4 game, so more on that later
Damn
on.
Damn right it is. Let's move on to Manchester United versus Chelsea, the thigh rubber of the weekend's Prem fixtures, you could argue.
Frank! Well, this reminds me, I don't know if I've said this before, but it always reminds me of the classic EastEnders era, Frank and Pat Butcher. As Pat would always be like, Frank!
That's a bit strong, isn't it? All I said was find your own socks.
Frank!
Put your clothes on. Put that stupid bow tie off.
My name is Frank Lampard.
Lampard in his first Premier League match in charge. Come a little bit sooner than some of us thought, but not one Luke Moore. Now, Lamps has played a 4-2-3-1 mainly in pre-season. Be interesting to see what he's going to do here. Jorginho's role has slightly changed, which I suppose is unsurprising considering Sarri would almost build his whole side around him as the fulcrum.
Yeah.
So he's been playing Jorginho in recent friendlies alongside Kovacic, who was at Chelsea last season, of course, and is now on a perm. Kante's been injured in pre-season. So, again,
Is he not expected to play at the weekend, though?
Well, he might be. So that's... I'm not sure, but having not played that much football and having Jorginho and Kovacic in there for a few friendlies, presumably they've... maybe got used to playing a little bit with each other. I don't know. I'm quite fascinated how we will line up, but it's the front position which I'm kind of most intrigued by.
Yeah.
If he is playing the one up front, because it seems to be Pedro and Pulisic probably on the wings.
Well, I think it'll be Pedro, Pulisic and Mount, and that's a really exciting.
Well, Mount is striker. Barkley or Mount have played in that kind of number 10 role at times behind the front man. I think he might go with Tammy Abraham up top.
Mm.
Which is quite a bold thing to do.
A preview I read earlier was that he's got a decision to make between Mount and Barkley, basically.
That's
a 10-10 role. I would. I know this is probably going to get me pelters, but I would play Giroud.
I thought you might say that.
He's great unless he's gone off a cliff overnight.
Mm. We are Team Giroud on this show.
Yeah, we are. Right? And someone pulled us up actually last week saying that you say Giroud doesn't get that many goals. His goal scoring record isn't actually that bad. And I think when you take into account
World
that
Cup
he comes
winner,
off the bench a lot. Exactly. And he revolutionised how they played in the World Cup, by the way. Mm. And I think he, as long as he's still the player we think he is, and he hasn't, you know, sort of aged over the summer or whatever, bringing other players in, I mean, I think it's a bit of
he's
a
an experienced Premier League forward.
But I do understand why you want to give Abraham the confidence and maybe try him.
I know, but I'm just...
You're only playing Man United at Old Trafford.
Yeah, exactly,
it's a doozy.
Yeah.
It's an absolute doozy.
I think he might go with old Tammy, or young Tammy, should I say, up front. That would be a bold move.
I mean, continuing Conte's progression, he'll probably be playing up top with him.
Yeah,
maybe.
Push him up further.
That's true enough, yeah. Quite nice that Claude Makélélé has returned to the club as a technical mentor for the young players.
Oh, he's definitely moving backwards then, Conte.
Yeah. I quite like that sort of thing.
I love it as well. I love Claude.
I love it.
Well, the big question for Manchester United, will Solskjaer play Wan-Bissaka and Maguire in this one?
I think he's got to.
Wan-Bissaka, you'd imagine.
He has to play Maguire as well.
Do you think?
To. Yeah.
Hazard Maguire.
Got to put him in there, straight in there. Someone was saying they've got seven senior centre-backs at the club now.
Really?
Yeah.
But if chance are to be believed, you know, he drinks the vodka, he drinks the Jaeger, his head's fucking massive. Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
Are we going to hear that song?
I hope, certainly hope so.
One for the England fans, I don't know.
Yeah.
Daniel James could feature, I'm guessing, as an impact sub late on in the second half when players are beginning to tire.
Well, I've also heard that he might play on the right. He might start the game on the right.
He could do. He's got pace to burn.
It's a fascinating game for lots of reasons.
Yes, it's going to be good, isn't it?
It's fascinating. It's a great Sunday. It's a great start to the Sunday start to the season.
I mean,
when the fixture list came out, which, as we know, is all completely random, that game came up on the Sunday. Fantastic.
Yeah,
great.
We couldn't believe it, could we?
No, we couldn't. Couldn't believe our luck.
The footballing gods have been kind. Mm. Gary Cahill has left Chelsea. Crystal Palace have signed him. Good work from Roy the Boy. I was particularly animated in my vlog, which you can access on the Patreon, about Gary Cahill, nobody signing him, but of course Palace have done, so I'm very happy about that.
Yeah. I mean, to the point where we had to do a re-edit.
Yeah, yeah, for a little disclaimer.
That was annoying, to be fair. And we don't know at this point again, which is also quite annoying, but it's only for this week, the transfer window's normal Thursday, annoyingly, that Zaha's handed in a transfer request, apparently. So we could see a lot of stuff to be talking about on Monday, which I'm personally very excited
about. Why do clubs leave it to the last minute?
Why do clubs suddenly appear? Not? That's where I thought you were going with that.
I thought you were going to say, why do transfer requests suddenly appear?
Every time.
Deadline's near.
you could imagine Roy Hodgson singing that, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Or whistling it to himself.
But I think holding a walking cane.
At least.
As well, yeah.
My prediction is very much going to change if Zaha leaves that club.
Yeah. And this is a Betway 4 to score game as well. More on that in a moment.
Well, let's do it now. It's time for our Betways 4 to score.
Yes, each week we'll be participating in 4 to score for a chance to win a huge prize for charity.
Mega.
Betway's 4 to score entry is free. Just pick the first goal scorer in Betway's 4 selected matches each round. If you're correct, you can win up to £250,000 this week. Head to betway.com/4 to score. That's /4 and then to score. Make sure your selections are submitted before the first game, of course, and further T's and C's apply. Now, because it's 4 to score and there's usually 4 of us, we thought we would just pick a game each week, I suppose.
Oh, big time.
First game for you, Marcus, is your game is Tottenham v Aston Villa. That's on Saturday evening at 5:30. It's on Sky Sports, I think. Who's your selection for first goal scorer?
Are you a Jaldi?
Who's that an impression of?
Harry Kane.
Is it Harry Kane?
Oh, sorry, Harry Kane's my first choice.
People have got in trouble for doing impressions of Harry Kane, so continue.
Yeah, but not when they were actually doing an impression of a fan who was going to fight you, Pete.
Yes.
It's a bit of an Inception type impression. Impression of Pete doing an impression of someone else. It's not actually related to Harry Kane.
Welcome to the new listeners.
Harry Kane is my choice. August is no longer a problem for that man.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to score. It's going to be at Spurs Stadium. Is it still the new stadium? I think it is.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, the thing collapses and they have to play at Wembley. But I fancy him to score. I think Tottenham will be straight out the traps. They've got some good new signings as well. Aston Villa are new boys back in the Prem. I think Spurs are going
to... Treat yourself to a cup of tea and a biscuit and watch Harry Kane get the first goal. Jim is absent, of course, this week. His game this week, he's been given Leicester City versus Wolves, which is on Sunday at 2:00. He's gone for, guys, for the first goal scorer in Leicester v Wolves. Mm-hmm. He's gone for James Maddison.
Love that.
Ooh, walking down Maddison. Lovely. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Could be a free kick.
Pete, you're up next. Of course, we've given you the Newcastle-Arsenal game on Sunday.
Of course you have, mate.
On TV. Uh-huh. Talk to us through your selection.
I think Arsenal will win, but I think the new signing, Joe Linton, will put one away because he is strong and tall and lovely, and I do like him a lot. But still, I mean, still boycott Arsenal. Let's make that very clear.
Yeah.
But I think he might put one away.
So Joe Linton to score first in a 4-1 defeat, you're sort of thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that's... Yeah, okay. I was confident until then.
And my game is Manchester United v Chelsea
on
Sunday afternoon. That's also on TV.
Are you going for a tough guy?
Christian Pulisic.
Well!
I just think he's had a really good pre-season. I think it might be a nice start to his career.
Okay.
And I also really want to get him for a ramble meet. So if you're listening, Christian,
call us.
Pick him up.
Butter him up. Get me.
Yeah, so our Betway 4 to score selections this week are Harry Kane, James Maddison, Joe Linton and Christian Pulisic. 4 to score entry is free. Pick the first goal scorer in Betway's 4 selected matches each round. If you're correct, you can win up to £250,000.
Blimey.
Head to betway.com/4 to score. That's /4 and then to score. And make sure your selections are submitted before the first game. Further T's and C's apply. We'll be doing this every week. We're doing it every blooming week. Hopefully, at some point, we'll actually win one. And if we do, of course, we'll give the money to charity.
Oh, what a lovely little feature.
Yeah, we'll give the money to charity. The current prize is actually £250,000, though. It rolls over each week if no one wins it. Mm-hmm. And it's totally free to play. So it's a bit of a no-brainer. Do remember, though, to bet the responsible way, of course.
I like what they've done there. Nice.
Yeah, it's very good.
They've incorporated their name.
Much fun.
Would the Harry Kane goal against Juventus count as a dink, Marcus?
No.
A mega dink.
Super dink.
Super dink.
No, it was a lob. Difference. Mm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Go for Glow.
It is time for Go for Glow. So the heat is on and the time is right. It's time for you, for you to play the game. As people are coming, everyone's trying to be the best that they can. To reach for the sky where the stakes are so high. We're all going for Lord. Why were you pointing to the ceiling there?
Reach for the sky, because the stakes are so high. Listen to the lyrics that you sung.
I thought you were paying tribute to the Lord. Giving me the strength to get involved with going for gloves.
So my goodness,
Marcus,
we need it.
We're without Jim. And so
I won it last season, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, you did, I think. Yeah,
we don't need Jim.
Jim is a strong contender, though. He always looks very, very confident with his choices.
I'm the Cole Jenkins.
Jim got 97 points last season.
Right, Max Baker. Basically, how Going for Glow works is I've got a mystery footballer in mind with a load of clues written by one of you guys, which I appreciate. And these guys just have to take it in turns to guess who it is.
By you guys, you mean the listeners, not us, because otherwise that would be easy.
That wouldn't make any sense. This comes from Max Baker. Thank you, Max. I was born on the 9th of November, 1982. Put your phone down, Marcus Speller.
Sorry.
Yeah, outrageous. That is outrageous. You've never done a pub quiz before, mate.
1982. November the what?
I was born on the 9th of November, 1982.
All right.
I was born in Modesto, California.
It's wine country.
Landon Donovan.
Incorrect.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
When Hull City won promotion to the Premier League in 2008, I was one of the players to have taken the club up through all four league divisions.
Ooh, baby.
That's a big clue.
That is a huge clue.
It feels like it should be a big reveal.
That's one of those ones where some people were going, got it, but evidently not us.
No, go on, carry on.
So he took them up through the four divisions, isn't
how you as a player. Okay. He's only 37 now. He's a player, right?
Yeah, that'd be
or 36.
You think we'd know him if it was a manager?
Yeah.
Winner is a coach, apparently.
Stop. Is it Steve Bruce?
Stop. Is it Joe Max Moore?
Incorrect.
Oh, I like this name. Yeah.
Following Birmingham City's League Cup win in 2011, I joined the club on loan and played in their Europa League campaign, making my European football debut in the process.
I really feel like I should know it.
It might not be an American, though. That might be the curve.
No, exactly, yeah. So you normally get a curveball, don't you? Yeah.
So,
as we all know, Landon Donovan is one of only two American football players, and the other one is Christian Pulisic.
Yeah. What about Kobe Jones?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Is it Kobe Jones? Stop, Kobe Jones.
It's not Kobe Jones, no.
That never annoyed me if it was. I knew it wasn't.
What about the first scandal of the season?
I knew it wasn't, but the fact is, I thought, oh, I've got to wait here.
You got one, Marcus?
Stop, Alex Bruce.
Incorrect. I made 19 appearances for my national team, scoring 0 goals.
Mm-hmm.
I was usually kept out of the team by Wayne Hennessy.
Yeah, it's a goalkeeper.
Oh, it's a goalkeeper. Or you may have been a ball being kept out of the goal by Wayne Hennessy.
Stop, Mitre Delta Premier.
Classic. Lovely old job. Mitre Delta Premier League.
Mitre Delta Ultra. Yeah.
Stop, Steve Jabulani.
Incorrect. My first name is Glyn.
Oh, this is so annoying. Literally got his
There's
first name.
People shouting at their, whatever, their smart speakers.
Dreadful start of the season.
Stop, Glyn Smith.
In 2018, three teammates and I issued a public apology after allegedly stealing a taxi in Barcelona in an incident described by the club's manager as not ideal.
I don't know his name.
I remember the incident as well.
No, yeah. This is...
Go on, just give it to us.
It was Bas Myhill!
Bas Myhill. So the heat is on. Damn. And the time is terrible right. Start.
Suspicious start.
Terrible. People are coming,
everyone's trying to be here the best. This week. Lord.
scored.
Quite gutted about that.
Yeah. Terrible start of the season.
Stakes are so high.
Oh, Luke Moore.
Before we go, don't forget Betway's 4 to score feature. It's betway.com/4to score. That's the number 4 and then to score. Have a look at our selections, or have a listen to our selections as you have done. Make some of your own.
Exactly.
And we'll see how we get on Monday.
I'd like to apologise to Jim Campbell for that terrible display.
I'd like to apologise to Baz Myhill.
I'd like to apologise to God.
And I think Baz Myhill should apologise for that taxi driver. Oh, he has done.
Yeah. Well, at least a taxi company. Could have been a lease.
Yeah, could have been, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to...
Stop, is it Addison Lee?
Thank you for listening to the preview show sponsored by Betway. We're back on Monday, of course, to talk about all the transfers and that. Tomorrow, though, on Football Ramble Daily, is Greatest Games with myself and Jonathan Wilson.
Look out for that. Absolutely. Don't miss it.
Plus a lovely little guest. Thank you very much, Pete Donaldson.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Luke Moore.
Cheers.
And thank you, me. And you, listeners.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.